Alrighty, so this weekend happens to be the 75th anniversary of the New Hackensack Fire Department, and we have on the line with us this morning Fire Chief Ray Valentin here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great so far.
Yeah, so you guys must be very busy. You've been busy working up toward this big event, which is happening. It starts Friday, right? It's this weekend, but it starts on Friday?
Yeah, it starts out Friday night. We're doing a three-day carnival-style event at the firehouse to celebrate our 75th anniversary. It goes live at 4 o'clock on Friday. We got a couple concerts happening over the weekend, carnival rides. It's just a big old celebration to support 75 years of volunteering in our community.
That's amazing. And you also have a parade, I hear, and there's a parade route we might want to mention, right? Just for people out there who want to watch the
Absolutely.
Parade.
Absolutely. Yeah, so part of hosting this this 75th anniversary for us, we're also hosting the Dutchess County Volunteer Firemen's Association Parade, which is something that goes out in Dutchess County every year. So we're going to have that parade on Saturday. It's rain or shine, and as of this morning, the weather looks a little bit better for us. But that'll be affecting Myers Corners Road from about 2:30 to 4 o'clock. So traffic in that area will be severely limited. We have some signs up. We've had signs up for the past week to let motorists know, and we let all the neighboring houses know. We dropped some letters off in the mail for them, and we just want to make sure everybody has a good time.
And where is the carnival happening?
So the carnival happens right on our property at the New Hackensack Fire District, which is at 217 Myers Corners Road. The carnival company started rolling in on Monday, and it's pretty much all set up and ready to go already. They move pretty quick, but there's 7 and 8 carnival rides back there, all your gaming booths, all your food trucks that they bring with them, all there for everyone to enjoy. And like I said, there's concerts. There's 4 concerts spread out throughout the weekend, all local bands. I believe Friday night, the first one that starts out is going to be Bosco and the Storm. And then we've got 2 bands on Sunday, one before and one after the parade. And then on Sunday, we're also doing a car show in the morning. Car show will start around 9 a.m., and it'll run until about 4 o'clock. And we've got The Hype coming to play a concert during that as well.
Amazing. So, yeah, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, everybody, you got it's all right there. It's all there for you.
Oh, yeah.
Every day there's something. And I thought it was really nice. I mean, basically, it's all being funded. Sponsored by sponsorships and donations. Looks like you had a really nice response to that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The entire event is funded off of donations made to the fire company, so there was no out-of-pocket expense for us to get everybody to come in and have everybody set up. You know, we have a giant fireworks display Saturday night at 9 o'clock. That'll be right after the award ceremony, because all the apparatus, there's 33 different fire companies coming to march in this parade, and all their apparatus gets judged, and they win trophies at the end, and then we're going to end it up and that night with a giant fireworks display. And all of that funding came through donations and sponsorships from our local residents, from our local businesses that have really stepped up to say thank you to us for 75 years.
Yeah, that's really wonderful to see. I do want to talk a little bit, though, about how membership, you know, has kind of dropped a bit as far as, you know, getting volunteers. Am I right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, volunteerism, it's a tough thing now. And, when I first joined the fire service back in the early 2000s, the New Hackensack Fire Company was standing room only in the meeting room. We had 70, 80-plus members ready to go at any point in time. And as the community has changed over the years, that number is dwindling, and it's harder and harder to, maintain our adequate staffing through volunteerism. It's tough. There's a lot of hours required for just educational requirements. That way we make sure we're keeping ourselves safe, as well as knowing the best techniques to keep our community safe. So it definitely taxes a lot of the individuals that give up their time and donate it so willingly. And I know New York State's got a couple of things that they're working on to try to help it, tax credits to try to entice more volunteers to join the fire service. But it's definitely something that, we have to keep an eye on in order to maintain the volunteerism and to prevent, homeowners from having to pay, for a full-time career staff. It does get difficult.
Absolutely. I mean, I see it in my own town. I'm in Cornwall, and we had a volunteer ambulance for a long time, and now we no longer have that. So it can go away. And then it does affect your taxes, or, you know, the fact that now it needs to be paid for by somebody.
Exactly.
You know, right? So, you know, it is quite, you know, something that really is notable to do. And if someone's interested in doing this, you know, becoming a volunteer firefighter, how do they go about that? What's the age requirement? You know, can you give us a little info on that? Because I'm sure there are people out there that have considered it and don't really know much about it.
Sure. So just because, you know, you hear the title volunteer firefighter, there's so many different levels within the firehouse of membership. You know, whether you're a social member who's looking to just come and help us out with some of the events we do, the fire prevention education that we do at the schools, or, you know, a full-fledged interior firefighter, someone who's an exterior firefighter or a driver, there's all sorts of different levels, you know. So there's something there that could fit what you are looking to do or what you have the time to donate. But the best way to do it would be to contact your local fire department or, you know, during our event, we are going to have our recruitment table up with staff with some members who have all the answers to any questions that you could have and have the applications to get you to fill it out and give it a shot. The worst thing that can happen is you give it a shot and find out it's not for you, but you gave it a try to make your community a better place.
I love that. That's fabulous. So again, if you want information, you can just go to this fantastic event that the New Hackensack Fire Department is having, celebrating their 75 years of service with this amazing parade and carnival weekend with concerts and all kinds of food. So if you're, you know, don't worry, don't have to eat, right? Go to the carnival. You can, there's all kinds of food trucks for you and music and fireworks and everything. And you can go to, I think you can go to the best place to get information. There's a couple of different places. You can go to their Facebook page. New Hackensack Fire Company has a Facebook page, and the information is there. And also on the government page, am I right? That is the NYT Wappinger page.
Yeah,
there's also
best place to get the most up-to-date, the most current information is the Facebook page. You know, as we roll into the weekend, that's going to be a flurry of updates, keeping everybody on top of the weather and the events as they're happening. So that's definitely the best place to start. We also have it on our website, nkfd.org. That information will be posted there. And because, you know, we're so active on the Facebook postings, everyone in the area, all the businesses in the area, the town of Wappinger's government, they're making sure to share our information out there to get it to as many people as we can.
Wonderful. So everybody, you got something to do this weekend because there's a lot going on in Wappinger's. Again, thank you so much, Chief of the Fire Department, New Hackensack Fire Department, Ray Valentin, for joining us this morning. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.